Welcome to the Business News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Today we're going to switch things up a bit. I just got back from New York speaking to the New York Press Association about ways in which their industry can change their direction and their brand and sell more stuff. But it is not limited to the newspaper industry. These are five things that any business can do in 24 hours or less to remanufacture their brand and sell more stuff. I'll share it with you today. We'll also touch on some news stories from the past week, along with the markets, and a conversation with the co-founder of Ancestry.com. Paul Allen will visit with me about strengths. You and I have strengths. Everybody has strengths. To know what the top five are means everything. All that and more today on the Business News Hour Week in Review.
Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour Week in Review is also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The business news is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR, human resource management so you don't have to, A-U-R-E-O-N-H-R.com, and the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, whose members serve the ag community with new and used parts. NTPDA.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the Business News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, according to Federal Reserve data released last week, America's wealthiest households are stashing their cash at record levels. So how much? Well, the top 1% have three times more in readily available cash than the bottom half of the population, with holdings jumping from less than $15 billion shortly before the last recession to a record, get this, $304 billion at the end of 2018. By contrast, while holdings for the bottom 50% of households surged almost tenfold since the pre-recession low, they've increased at a much slower pace than the wealthiest cohort. Oil prices have been surging, and that will mean higher fuel prices in the near future. So why has oil been moving up? Well, better than expected global economic outlook and tighter supplies than a year ago. On Friday, oil closed at $63.20 a barrel. That's up by over 20 bucks a barrel since December. And that, my friends, will translate into higher fuel prices that will eat into your paycheck, just so you're prepared. Speaking of your paycheck, Amazon.com cut prices on hundreds of items at Whole Foods stores last week as the e-commerce giant seeks to change their high-cost image amid intense competition among grocers. Prices on more than 500 items, with more being added, dropped at Whole Foods stores on Wednesday. Those cuts are some of the broadest since Amazon bought Whole Foods for nearly $14 billion back in 2017. The e-commerce giant has tried to extend its own reputation for low prices and convenience to Whole Foods to counter a sense among some consumers that shopping at Whole Foods required a whole paycheck. Well, let's stay with grocery stores for just a moment, shall we? Aldi is the latest supermarket chain to announce a sustainability push, an effort the company says will help it trim costs and stand out in a crowded field. The The low-cost grocer, known for its Spartan approach to retailing, plans to make all of its private label packaging reusable, recyclable, or compostable by 2025, while cutting packaging materials for those products by 15%. Aldi U.S. Chief Executive Officer Jason Hart said that cutting plastics and packaging will bring in more environmentally conscious shoppers and reduce supply chain expenses. Aldi's always charged shoppers for shopping bags, right? Which encourages consumers to bring their own. And that seems to be in line with what New York lawmakers recently rolled out. Now in New York, there is a ban on single-use plastic bags, forcing residents to pay for paper ones or reuse their own during store visits. As consumer awareness grows, more restaurants and retailers have come out with plans to curtail the use of plastics and use more eco-friendly materials. Well, more retail troubles as Signet Jewelers, the parent company of Kay, Zales, and Jared Jewelers, says they will close 150 stores nationwide as it attempts to turn its business around. Signet says they're recovering from a weak holiday season, and that's forced it to slash its profit outlook. In addition, it's been under pressure as foot traffic at malls has fallen and the industry has increasingly relied on promotions to get sales. Year to date, Signet's shares are down by 12.5%. As part of its planned turnaround, Signet says it's focusing more on products, marketing, and online businesses. Gee, does that all sound familiar? And when we come back, I've got a scary story about car loans and a warning sign when it comes to the delinquency rate of borrowers with high credit scores. Heard that right. And that's next here on the Business News Hour Week in Review on News Talk 1540, KXEL.
Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour, Week in Review here on News Talk 1540, KXEL. You know, if you like what you hear, we do this every day, Monday through Friday, about 5 o'clock in the evening. It goes up on our radio blog and podcast page. And if you are a podcast lover, I'd urge you to go ahead and search for us, Insight on Business, the News Hour, on your favorite podcast platform. And we should be right there. You can subscribe and never miss an issue of what we do. We do the national, regional business news stories, as well as long-form business interviews, and taking a look at the markets as well. Sort of like what we do here, but we do it like every day, right? Hey, I've got a stunning report for you. You know, maybe it's the wage issues, maybe it's underemployment, or maybe it's just that Americans are buying too much stuff. According to a New York Federal Reserve report, more than 7 million Americans had auto loans that were 90 or more days past due at the end of last year. Now, the numbers are especially worrying, given that there were more auto loans outstanding last year than back in the waning days of the Great Recession in 2010. However, the growth has been attributed mostly to loans to customers with credit scores over 760, with just 22% of auto loans originating to subprime borrowers. Let me read that for you again. The growth in auto loans that are in trouble come from customers with credit scores over 760. The increase in delinquent loans is most striking among young borrowers and those with lower credit scores with subprime auto loans. Borrowers with credit scores below 620 saw their delinquency rates climb by 8% in the fourth quarter, which the Fed described as surprising, given the strong labor market and economy. But all of those 22% credit scores over 760, that's worrisome. Well, it seems based on the jobs report from Friday that we can all breathe a sigh of relief. The anemic report from a month ago had economists worrying about a recession. Maybe we can all put that to rest, but, and you knew there would be a but, there are still some troubling signs here. Despite the addition of 196,000 non-farm jobs in March, the country faces a tight labor market with a million more job openings than there are eligible workers to fill them. That dynamic is complicated by a pool of workers who lack the skills for some of the jobs that are available. And that's cut both ways for workers who have skills but can't seem to find the right jobs to fit their qualifications. And here's another oddity. Glassdoor. That's a site that helps connect workers with jobs and provides information and working conditions and salaries, has seen a significant drop-off in job postings this year. Whereas the first quarter usually sees a 5 to 15% increase over the previous year, 2019 has been flat. That would indicate we have jobs, but the skills necessary for many of those jobs seems to be lacking. Some companies are responding by ramping up internal training programs or fishing for employees among trade unions and tech schools. According to a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, a majority of American adults have a negative view of the effects of social media, but they continue to use it every day. What's more, a majority says services like Facebook and Twitter divide the country. In addition, a majority of those polled have expressed concerns about online privacy policies, suggesting some support for greater oversight of the space. So, who is more likely to be uneasy with social media? You ready? According to the study, men, Republicans, and older people. The generation after millennials who have been raised with the internet and rebounding economic fortunes are becoming a potent force in the U.S. economy. Bloomberg suggests that this cohort will differ from their predecessors in a few ways, including their preoccupation with brand loyalty, online grocery shopping, and a passion for social media influencers. So, what does that mean for those of you who are hoping to sell and service Gen Z? Well, if brand loyalty is a big thing, the question is, what are you doing to encourage that effort? How are you reaching this cohort? And what's your message about your brand? If online grocery shopping is a thing, everything online follows. So in other words, how can you make it more convenient for Gen Z to buy from you? Oh, and by the way, didn't we just have a report on people being distrustful of social media? Now, if you're selling to Gen Z folk, it seems like you best get over it, and quickly. Coming up next, I'm going to riff a bit about what my topic was to the New York Press Association. I call it 5 in 24. Five things any business can do in 24 hours or less to remanufacture their brand and sell more stuff. It's not just for newspapers. It's for every single business that's out there. Interested? Gonna riff. Coming up next, here on the Business News Hour Week in Review on News Talk 1540, KXEL.